Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So this is what we want to do. We want to talk about the worst job ever.
Ever.
I know was your rock picker the worst job ever?
It was either that or telemarketer for like a day.
Oh, yeah. God. I think I'd rather pick rocks.
I know, because at least you're outside, you're getting active. But telemarketing, yeah, I did it for a day. I got fired.
Script?
It was. We were selling tickets to a magic show for a charity event.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. I am calling on behalf of my... Do you like magic?
That's right.
You never ask a question, do you? Because they're like, nope.
Quick. And they'd always have me call during dinner time.
Oh, because yeah. You know you're going to get an answer.
Yeah, but you know you're just going to get hung up on.
An annoyed answer.
Yeah, so I got fired after a day because I sold nothing.
Oh, I thought you were, because I was trying to sell weed on the side. Well, if you're not interested in magic, you want some, like, I have a dime bag, I'm willing to. There's a person, this story, nothing in this story says worst job ever. There's a story out where you should stop buying those flushable wipes.
The baby wipes?
Kind of. They make them even for men and women. Like, there's ones that say dude wipes on them or whatever, and you put them on your toilet, and it's like, if you need a little more, if you want it fresher, and they say they're flushable.
Wait. You put these on the toilet?
You put them, like, you set them on the back of your toilet, so if you want
it,
and then
then
you wipe, and then you,
gotcha.
You flush them. Well, apparently, they're not flushable. Anything woven is not flushable.
Okay.
So.
But they say flushable.
They
on
do. And then. They start to, like, clog up the sewer system.
Oh, that's not cool.
And the story about it says a diver had to dive 100 feet down in a sewer well to remove the congealed mass that had clogged up suction intake pumps in Charleston, South Carolina.
Fun.
Can you imagine? Rock picker, bad. Telemarketer, bad. Putting on scuba gear and diving into a sewer line to pull wipes out.
Oh, like of the well, I got gloves on, right?
Dude, you're swimming.
And I got a mask on.
Yep.
I'm fully protected.
Doesn't matter. You can't. What?
I got
how
one of those lights
see?
On with those little miner helmet lights.
What are you
lights,
lighting or, up? Poop?
Yeah. You got to see where you're going.
Oh.
Or unless it's light out. I'm doing this in the day.
I feel like you couldn't see. I feel like you have to feel your way through.
Wow.
Because you're like swimming in mud, but that's not mud. It's poop.
It's poop, but it's not. I don't smell it, though. Or can I snorkel instead? Do I get to?
I feel like snorkel would not be what you want to do.
Hold my breath.
You'd be like, you'd be.
Yeah, so would you scuba dive, too? You're a scuba diver.
I do scuba dive. I can tell you right now,
that
I don't
want to
be the sewage diver.
Oh, it's just some hand wipes. I mean, it's just,
but you're swimming through the backup.
Yeah, but it's dark.
You would do it?
Nah, probably
yeah,
not.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to find an upside to this
There's,
thing.
I mean, I love to dive. I think it's really cool.
But not down to do it.
No,
that.
I like to dive because I'm looking at stuff.
You know what? Every sewage treatment plant probably has to have divers on staff to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet that, I guarantee you that job pays well. It's like, tank number 4's got a clog, Tom.
A congealed mess.
And
yeah.
You gear up. It's not. You probably wear the, like...
Oh, the hazmat type of
yes,
stuff. Yeah,
the whole big suit.
When you surface, then you just get hosed down right away and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that to me is the worst job ever, but we know that nobody's going to top that. We're setting the bar there, but how about this? Somebody said they worked on a croissant line, and it was the worst job ever.
Croissants. What's wrong? Oh, that'd be fun.
Apparently, they come out of the machine that makes croissants, the dough, straight. So your job for 8 hours a day is to, like, make half moon shapes. You just go.
Oh, wow.
I think the people that are going to call with their worst job ever, a lot of them are going to be that. Like,
just repetition, the same thing over.
It's just so mundane.
Dude, I've seen the pretzel folder, the pretzel people.
Those guys have a hand motion that they do.
They kind of do
like
a flip.
Yeah.
But with the croissant, you just have
You're
to shape it
just
into
going,
a croissant.
Your whole job is, what'd you do all day? Let me show you. Hand me a straw. Ah,
that's
your job.
Mundane.
Oh, I don't. Even if you love music, because okay, let me ask you. I think one of the worst jobs ever is the sign twirler. But the people who do sign twirler,
they're so into it. They're artists.
Yes.
Yeah.
They think it's a cool job.
Yeah, they're wicked good.
I think sign twirler and any kind of mascot.
I'll give you that. Especially one where you're outside in the heat and you're just standing there. Like the Statue of Liberty
tax. Statue of Liberty tax, yeah. Or the big pizza slice.
Right.
Or
no, that would suck.
Because people hate you.
Yes. Kids hate you.
You're like the next level of sign twirler without a sign. Ugh. I mean, you have a sign, but you can't twirl it because you're like, I'm sorry, I can't twirl this. I'm holding a torch.
The only thing you have is anonymity, but that's...
Okay, here's another one that somebody said was the worst job ever. Working at a moving company.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, we all hate to move.
Yes.
You're doing that every day, all day long.
All day.
Yes. My neighbor Shannon, when he put himself through college out in Boston, being a mover, he said he got to move some celebrities. But the problem with moving rich people is they got so much.
They have so much stuff and they're so protective of it.
And they don't tip well. So, yeah.
Yeah, because they got rich by not giving any of their money away.
I hate moving stuff. I could never.
There is no job.
Absolutely.
I'm serious. I would clean the blue juice out of planes before I'd be a mover.
Then child caregiver or a mover. One of those.
I mean, it's like the worst.
Yeah.
Another person said picking mangoes was the worst job ever.
Picking mangoes. Oh, you get, is it sharp or you get hurt?
Apparently, when you pull it off the vine releases some sort of highly poisonous sap.
What?
That makes your hand blister almost immediately.
Okay, no.
So you have to it's you dodging mango sap.
I don't want that.
I have never heard of this.
I haven't
either.
That
sounds like the worst.
I'd rather be the poo guy down in this tank than mango.
No, I'd take burnt hands over swimming through poo.
Because when you swim through poo, you're done after it's 100 feet. Takes you, 2 seconds? And then you just pull that stuff out.
Two
then you're
seconds
back
in poop? No, dude.
Yeah, you're slow. You're a slow diver. You can do that in less than 15
it's
seconds.
It's not something. All right.
Are you going to yak?
When I think about diving in poo, I got certified to dive next to your house.
Oh, no, you had to come out to Aurora Reservoir.
And I'm telling you,
all the poo that's in there.
I almost never wanted to dive again because you can barely see anything. And you know you're just swimming in silt and whatever, and it's awful.
Yeah.
To imagine that being poop, I can't imagine anything worse.
Hey, it's Aurora poop.
So right. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm in South Aurora, so at least it's good poop. We ate caviar
more. It's poop. More affluent poop.
All right, so we want you to try to top. You're not going to top swimming in poop, but we want to hear if you've had a terrible job. We want to hear about the worst job ever. Brittany?
Hi, guys.
Yay.
Brittany, we have VD on you, and we'd like to take it off.
Yeah,
hang on.
Voice disguiser.
I don't know why I have it on here. Okay, Brittany, we got it off of you. What's your worst job ever?
Oh, this was a few years back when texting was still relatively new, and everybody had those T-Mobile sidekicks.
Oh, yeah.
For a phone company that people who were deaf or had speaking problems would call in using their sidekick, and then we would have to call the company that they wanted to get in touch with. And so we would act as a communication medium between the deaf person calling and then the company. So whatever the company said, we had to type it back to the deaf caller. And we would get prank calls all the time of people calling themselves, and so they would type in the dirtiest things you could think of, and you had to say it. And then they'd be on the other end laughing, and they'd say something back. And you couldn't regulate it because it was a government.
So you had to say to this company whatever filthy stuff they told you to say.
Well, assuming they called the company. Usually they just called themselves because they thought it was funny to have you say one thing. And you couldn't regulate it by any means. You had to follow protocol exactly. And so you were getting paid government salary to be a sex phone worker. It felt.
That sounds like the best job ever.
Right.
You tried to sell us on it being bad, but it actually sounds pretty cool. Thank you for the call, Brittany. So, who translates it now?
I don't.
It could be automatic because your phone will just do talk to text.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Erica.
Yay!
Worst job ever.
I'm working in an onion shed. Now, I didn't work in the part, but my brother worked hauling away rotten onions. So he'd take a big truck and dump them, and sometimes the truck would break down, so he'd have to walk through massive piles of rotting onions.
The heck?
That's really a job?
Yes, sir.
So tell me, because I'm not a huge fan of onions in the first place, but then...
The Bloomin', but that's about it.
The Bloomin' is, yes, yeah. That's where my line is. Fried with a lot of breading on it.
There we go.
Yeah, the rotten yeah. ones just walking through them.
No.
Does it pay well to be an onion shed worker?
No, it was awful. It's a seasonal job, and I did it for college, so...
Free onions.
Yeah, you get all the onions you can handle. Here's a sack. Just take it with you. Oh, my God, that's awful. Thank you for the call. Audra?
Yes, hi.
Yikes. Worst job ever.
So when I was a kid, my dad had a lot of different jobs, and one of them was a grave digger at a cemetery.
Nice.
And he took me to work one day. Yeah. He took me to work one day, and I got to help him bury a body.
Cool. Come on, honey, yeah. Grab that in.
This one couldn't afford a coffin. Also, don't tell anybody because this was a person who was lurking around the house last night.
You got paid under the table, Audra?
Yeah, so, you know, they put, like, coffins in, like, a cement coffin, and you have to lower the lid down on the cement part.
Yeah.
And I had to crawl down in and unhook the chain, but had the lid to it.
So he made you get down in it. You're smaller. You go. I don't think that's worst job ever. That's worst dad ever. Oh, my God.
Dang.
Thank you for the call, Audra. Right. That's.
I would have stole their jewelry if I was.
Yeah, hold on, Dad. Let me ransack this corpse here. Exactly. Oh, my God. Like, can you hear it? The what, people what? Typing in their complaints for what you just said. I can hear it. Dear Steve, are you really a grave robber? No, he's not a grave
robber.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Chuck.
Yes.
Yeah. Worst job ever.
Well, a buddy of mine broke both of his wrists, had two casts on basically up above his elbows.
Oh,
so he needed me to, he was running his own business, and he needed me to drive him around just for 6 weeks while he had these casts on.
Huh.
So not a big deal.
No, that's great.
But the other part of this job that was unforeseen was basically whenever he needed to use the restroom,
he
needed some help.
No, no, you didn't,
no.
Chuck. No.
Like help with ones and twos?
Number one and number two.
You didn't.
Oh, yikes.
What do I do? I mean, do I let him? I can't just let him go in his hand.
Yep, nope, you let him.
Yeah, what?
You teach him the magic of a bidet or something, but like...
Hold it. I know, that's the worst job.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.